The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul.
Soul of Jefferson.
The soul of Jefferson, that's for sure. Morning, everybody. This is Terry Raposa and
Janet Chandler
and Wendy Carpenter. Good morning.
And we are here
live.
Jefferson State of Mind, live.
Live, live.
Yep, we are. And we are broadcasting live from downtown Reading, KCNR Studios, 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better, and 1460 AM. We are your talk radio. We're also streaming live worldwide on KCNR1460.com, KCNR1460.com, and we archive all these programs.
Forever.
And ever.
And ever.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That was fun. I always wanted to mix that one up. Anyway, this morning we have a special guest who's been here for the last couple of days doing some seminars and helping people to regain their liberty. It's Mark Hook from Hand Count Roadshow. And, Mark, are you there, sir?
I am here.
Great.
And I am actually on the road. I'm the Hand Count Road, third word in. I'm on it right now.
Hey, how far are you up north? I know you left this morning. You had to go because you're on your way to Oregon. Where are you at right now?
I am in Shasta County right now.
Okay, well, the reason I ask is when you get to Siskiyou County, there's a dead spot if you're on your phone.
Okay.
So
I'm on my phone.
Yes. So if you're driving up there and it's around Dunsmuir, you get a bit of a dead spot. You may get a dead spot after that, and depending
that's
on
a great commercial break time right there.
Isn't that the truth? So, Mark, tell us a little bit about yourself, quickly, because we really want to get into the meat of the subject, but, tell us about yourself and how you got into this and all that good stuff.
Okay, sounds good. And if I'm a little slow at responding, it's only because I'm driving a 60-foot rig here, and sometimes I got to devote some attention to driving. But no, we're good here. So a little bit about myself. I started programming when I was 10 years old. I was a very weird, nerdy little kid. And I enjoyed programming computers back when, you know, almost computers were, you know, first showed up on the scene, at least the ones that normal people could afford. So Commodore 64 was the first one I started programming on. And then, of course, I got my first PC and, you know, first version, well, DOS and then Windows and all that stuff. So I actually started my company, my IT company, I guess we call it just a computer company at that point. Back when I was 13 years old, back in the, I guess it'd be the late 80s. And so I've been running an IT company ever since, 40 years in the industry. And I got asked after the 2020 election to go out and take a look at some things because some people knew, you know, what kind of stuff I did. I wasn't just, you know, I'm not a normal IT company. I'm an engineer. I like to get to the bottom of things. I'm pretty good at root cause analysis. And I ended up being the guy that got called in when everyone else is pointing fingers at each other. And, you know, there's a problem and the boss just wants the problem fixed and no one will take responsibility for it. They can't figure out why the thing doesn't work and they just have to have it working. So I usually come in there, figure out who's actually at fault and then what really needs to be done to fix it and move on from there and then, you know, fix it so it doesn't keep happening again. I'm not the guy that just turns it off and turns it back on again. I like to find out what caused it to actually go wrong in the first place so we don't have to ever turn it off and turn it back on again. I want to be the Maytag repairman. If my phone isn't ringing, that means I'm doing a good job. And I like things running perfectly. I'm a computer guy, zeros and ones, and I like my ones and zeros to all come out properly. And so someone knew that that's my mentality and knew that I was pretty good at identifying and troubleshooting, understanding, et cetera, complex systems. And so I was asked to do so. And I went out to D.C. to help right after the 2020 election to help get to the bottom of it. I wanted to know the truth also, just for myself, because at that time I knew we couldn't trust the media. The media had lied to us about so much stuff. I was doubting everything, and I just wanted to know. And I wanted my fellow citizens to know. I don't like people being lied to. I don't like people being taken advantage of. I like, you know, if I ever run across someone that is doing someone wrong, lying to them, deceiving, taking advantage of them, I feel like I'm an advocate. Like, I got to stand up for people. And even myself is included. And I know, let people get away with those things, because if you let them get away with it, they'll just, you know, take advantage of someone else. And I think it's everyone's right, or not right, but duty, actually, to stop criminals so they don't perpetuate their crimes and hurt other people. And I've always done that. I've put a couple people in prison, a couple in jail. I hope to put a whole bunch more people in prison here by the time this is up. And I'm going to do everything I can to make that happen, all those that did wrong. So that's kind of how I got into all this. And when I saw what was going on with the election, when I went out there shortly after the election, I looked at the design of the voting system, and it was actually set up in a way that would facilitate multitudes of different types of abuse without the citizens ever being able to see it happening. And that was the most frightening thing for me. Regardless of whether there was abuse or not, it's set up to enable that abuse. And it, sure, it could be accidental or it could be on purpose. I didn't care too much whether it was on purpose or not. I just know it was set up in a very, very dangerous way. And then I was curious, was it being abused? I knew there were abuse vectors that existed, meaning areas that were vulnerable that someone or one or more people could abuse. And then we started looking at the data, started collecting the data. And when we saw the data substantiated multitudes of different types of abuse. There was just inconsistent numbers. And in an election, you're just counting dots, and you should have the same number of ballots as you have people voting. You know, simple stuff. It shouldn't be complicated to verify an election. You know, the entire scope of the election is people put dots on a piece of paper, and then you count the dots, and whoever has the most dots wins. That's pretty much it. The only other part of that is you need to make sure that people putting the dots on the paper are eligible voters. But there's your whole scope for the election system. Only eligible voters putting dots on paper. You count the dots, and whoever has the most dots wins. And then I look at the system, this multi-billion-dollar complex system with all these different companies involved and agencies and testing labs and certification companies and this entire massive ecosystem to count dots to see who has the most dots. Is that not stupid? It seems stupid to me.
I'm with you.
Yeah. And then, you know, billions of dollars and all these tax dollars, like all this money being taken from all the people, all the citizens. So some other corporations, all these other companies and corporations and the government can count the votes of the citizens, which is insane, because elections belong to the people. This country belongs to the people. This is an experiment in self-governance. And the way we govern ourselves is by conducting elections amongst ourselves to determine who we want to elect to serve us for a temporary period of time. That's how that's supposed to work. But what has happened is the entities that are serving us have taken over, subtly taken over, every little bit and piece of our election system. So the citizens of the United States of America have lost control of their own elections. And the people and the corporations running the elections are no longer beholden to the people that rely on them. That's insanity, right? That's when you have no freedom. That's when you have no country. So the United States of America is over unless the people reclaim their elections. If the people are running their own elections, we have a country. if the people are not running their own elections, we do not have a country. We have a facade of a country. And so there's my background, and there's the reason I'm so passionate about returning elections to the people of the United States.
Hey, Mark, this is Wynn. Hey, great introduction. Quick question. You went to D.C., and you're working – you went there to find out what you could on a federal level, I'm assuming, on a grand scale. What do you do about it at the local level at Shasta County here in Redding, California? What do we do here, given what you've found? And the same with all the other 3,200 counties throughout the state – or the country.
Of the country, yeah. So, and that's the crux of it is this. We don't want our federal government in our business. We shouldn't have our federal government in our business. You know, the states themselves should be doing their own things and be running elections properly by allowing the citizens, of course, I should say this. The states don't allow the citizens to run elections. The citizens run the elections, and the citizens control who's even running the state. It all needs to be the citizens. So,
That's truly not happening in California. That's where
California in any state.
That's what California is unique in, that every time something gets done, say specifically in Shasta County, and we know this for fact, we've got all kinds of data to prove it. Every time something happens here in Shasta County, the legislature creates a new law, so it's against the law for us to do or repeat that action again.
I know you guys want to think you're alone, but you're not, because this is happening in every state. The people that are benefiting from manipulatable elections are the ones changing the laws to secure their system of manipulation in place. And so what they've really created, they've created an election illusion system. And so all these elections we've seen for years, decades, have been manipulated in one way or another, various ways, for decades. And as long as the citizens believe that the system works and they believe the results, then they'll keep the system in place, and then these people keep benefiting. So, and that's exactly what they're doing. They are changing the laws, and they have been doing it for years to enable this manipulation. They change the laws to make the system manipulatable, more manipulatable, and harder, if not impossible, for the citizens to detect the manipulation.
Hey, Mark,
even all election officials can't do it.
Yeah, Mark, this is Terry. I've got a couple of questions to sort of, and thanks for that information.
Sure.
We got rid of the Dominion machines here. Our supervisors did. Our last board of supervisors did. And California passed a law, AB 969, which made it to where we have to have machines. And, of course, in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 4, the times, places, and manner of holding elections for senators and representatives shall be prescribed in each state, going to what you said as far as the states have control, by the legislature thereof. It doesn't say that anything other than the legislature controls that, but Congress may at any time make law to make such regulations. So Congress really has the control. President doesn't. Congress does and could change to where we would have same-day voting and all that stuff. But I think where Wynn was getting to is that, you know, we've had Jeff O'Donnell here and Dr. Frank. You know all these guys. You know Joe Vaughn. You know Seth Ketchel. And every time we go to do something, the state of California steps in. Now, you had mentioned to me that you wanted to talk to people who were, that had some sort of thrust in the community. Did you get a chance to talk to any of our supervisors? And I know you and Clint Curtis have a history. I saw the flyer back in Texas in 2023 when you guys were out there. So you know Clint. And what do you think he would do that would be for us here that maybe would be bucking the law? Because the supervisors seem to be thinking that and being afraid of the fact that California is going to sue us if we try to take back really what should be constitutionally protected. What say you, sir?
Well, I think Clint, you know, Clint's a smart guy. Clint understands how electronic voting systems work. He is a computer programmer himself. He knew how dangerous these systems were and how easy these systems are to manipulate by bad actors, especially ones that designed the system, or others that have access to it, where you can manipulate in a way the citizens would not know and the election officials would not know. And he has advocated to not use electronic voting systems for decades. He's warned people about the dangers. He even testified in Congress, I believe, in 2004.
It was actually 2004. Yeah, you're right. We did interview. We know Clint. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, saying do not use these things. You cannot trust them. You cannot control them. And then they went and did it anyway. Well, of course they did it anyway because they knew that they could manipulate him. They actually took his warning as a benefit for them. And they put these systems in place. So he's been an advocate against electronic voting for years. And he understands that the citizens have to be in charge of their own elections. So I think Clint, you know, he wants to bring a level of transparency to the citizens that they have not had recently by any means, and make sure, ensure that the citizens end up with an accurate election, one that they can verify and trust, because no citizen should have to blindly trust their election officials to conduct an accurate election. The election should be so transparent that the citizens can, by their own oversight, can guarantee the results of that election. And I think Clint's going to give Shasta the best possible chance at those citizens being able to do it. I think for the first time, you're going to have the most transparent election you've had in a long, long time.
I think I agree with everything you're saying, and I'm with you 1,000,000,000%. What I'm saying is that when we talked to Clint, and we interviewed him here, in fact, Gwen and I interviewed him, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
In our studio, our podcast studio. And we interviewed him, and we know Clint and all that good stuff, and we believe that he wants to do the right thing, but he also said that he won't do anything that would be against the law. And what we're getting from...
Of course.
Okay, but what we're getting from our supervisors is that they feel the same way. And this is not a right or wrong issue, but the thing is that if we do something and California passes a law that our ROV officer, Clint, and our supervisors have to adhere to, again, how do we get around all that other than just saying no? Or what is it that you're teaching that would say, okay, well, how do we get around laws that they're making that are actually blocking our constitutionally protected rights?
So where we will not comply, in other words, we can't comply with that.
Well, you know, at some point, we do have to go back to our Constitution. And Article 4, Section 4 of our Constitution guarantees us the Republican form of government. And if the citizens have no way to confirm, validate, verify that their will has been accurately tabulated in their elections and that their results are accurate 100%, then that guarantee is violated.
Yeah,
and
I understand.
That is a problem.
Yeah. Well, except that the laws still are being passed.
Well, there's a lot of unjust laws. There's a lot of unconstitutional laws out there. And if a law is unconstitutional, then it cannot be enforced.
Okay, well then when the Secretary of State comes in and tries to take over our office, this is good, and it's just
how do we fight it?
How do we fight? I mean, where do we go to get justice? We're not going to get it in the courts.
Okay.
Can't get it in the courts.
Go ahead,
sir.
Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, there's a multitude of different ways to deal with it.
Okay.
Some are, and I see a mountain ahead, so this might be what you were talking about. When I come up in this mountain.
Okay.
But there's nice ways to deal with it, and then there's some not so nice ways to deal with it. And I really want to do the nice ways to deal with it, because ultimately this country belongs to the citizens. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to educate people so they truly understand the truth about all of this. And if people were educated and they truly understood the truth, not the lies that the mainstream media has been peddling and are the government agencies that have actually been lying to all the citizens. I think we'd fix the problem if people just understood the truth.
Well,
we do understand. We do understand the truth here in Shasta County.
But everyone knows.
Believe me, we understand the truth. Now, how do we take action? Take a corrective action against those who are violating our constitutional protected rights.
And I just want to caveat on this real quick. Just I want to add this on to what Wynn said, just to give a little more clarity. It's great that we have education, but if we have education, then from the education we need to glean a strategy. From the strategy we need to glean tactics to use.
That's
the strategy we have gleaned from education, or education is useless. So the point is, I guess what Wynn's asking for is, what are the tactics?
I'm not going to go over the tactics in public, but I can go over some general stuff.
Okay, good. Yes.
Generally, What I hear is from a lot of election officials that I interview all around the country. In fact, I just sat down with your previous election official, one of them, and for 2 hours this morning, you know, over breakfast, and just to find out what's going on from the perspective of election officials. And, you know, I hear this all the time. Citizens are demanding to run their elections again, demanding for hand count paper ballots, but they can't even find enough poll watchers. And so they look at this, for instance, in your county, 90,000 ballots. The election department can't tabulate by hand 90,000 ballots. They don't have the resources to do it in any reasonable period of time. And if the citizens are checked out, just not showing up, then how is it going to get done? So this is not all just on the election officials. The citizens have to take some responsibility here as well. They've got to stand up, and they're going to have to do this on their own. I know that everyone wants everyone to do everything for them, but in this case, in this situation that we're in, this scenario, the citizens are going to have to self-assemble. They're going to have to train each other, and they're going to have to build a network of hand counters that have the skills to count it fast and accurately, and they're going to have to prove that it can be done, and they're ready to do it. And when they walk in, they say, we want to go back to hand count. Oh, my gosh, I'm at Turntable Bay right now. I guess that's the name. It is. You have a beautiful area, by the way. So
Thank you.
Citizens that are listening, oh, my gosh, I can't believe how beautiful Shasta County is. You need to start hand counting, and you need to save this county because I may have to come back here and move here.
Mark, this is Janet Chandler, a co-host. I have a question, a concern. We went through a whole training on hand counting.
Yes, we did.
We have the volunteers.
300.
We have had people
who... You need more than 300. You need far more than 300.
We could get that. It would not be part at all. The previous ROV would not accept people that she did not politically agree with to be involved in the election process. So
you have a new ROV now. You have a new window of opportunity here.
Yes.
You have to seize it.
And that's what we are hoping for, but we want to know what we should be demanding and how do you get county demands and county necessities to jive with what the state says is legal.
Okay, well, what you have, your environment right now is your short-term strategy is going to be different than your longer-term strategy. Right now, what we have coming up in front of us is we have a very critical election. And what you guys in Shasta County need to do is make sure that you provide all the volunteers necessary, all the resources necessary to help your election department have the safest, most transparent, verifiable, secure system. And I'm not talking just like Republicans. You need to have some Democrats there that want transparent elections. Democrats, independents, you know, libertarians, whatever the party is,
sure,
we all have to depend on elections that accurately reflect our will. So I would love to see, and here's how you do it, arm in arm with every party together, united as citizens of these United States, citizens of Shasta County, they're ready and able and willing for the election department to provide them all the volunteers necessary.
I think that he'll get them. He'll get them. I mean, Clint's very popular here. We've had him in a lot of times. Clint did a complete program at the Holiday Inn. We had hundreds of people. We did a hand count in an election, a mock election. I think in a couple of hours they counted everything. I mean, all those mechanisms, again, our fight is, and that's why I asked you about the supervisors, we're going to have to go to a break, but I want to see if you talk to the supervisors because the supervisors are being advised that we could get sued by the state. And
let me tell you, the state, obviously, the people in the state want to keep controlling the election.
Yes,
and
sir,
they have ways to covertly control them that a lot of the citizens don't realize, that the supervisors don't realize. And if they want to understand it, they can watch my presentation. If they want to understand the mechanics of how the thing works, it will really open their eyes and, you know, be like a light bulb moment for them. All you have to do is go to handcountroadshow.org. And you can scroll down. I've got Shasta's presentation online now. If you scroll down to the previous events, Shasta County, you click on that, you can watch the whole Shasta County presentation.
Okay.
Now, the one thing I didn't get to go into
Just a second. Another question. We've got a list here of what we need to do for short-term, long-term, transparent elections. Item number one was get volunteers. Okay, check that. We've covered it. So we need to get down the list as to what else needs to happen. So now continue with your thought.
We're going to go to a break right now.
It's the only break we're going to have, brother. Yeah, we're not going to have another break after this, so you can stay on. So stay with us for a few minutes longer. Enjoy that beautiful view that you've got out there, brother, and we will be back to you in just about 2 minutes. How's that sound?
10-4.
Great. Okay.
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land. Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Are you ready to roll the dice and hit it big? Get down to Wind River Resort and Casino and take your shot at the brand new craps table.
Feel the excitement, the thrill,
the rush.
Whether you're a seasoned player or just getting started, craps has something for everyone.
Pass line,
hard way.
Come hit your point and win big.
Roll in to Wind River Resort and Casino today.
Your luck starts here.
For complete details, see windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years, supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Job on the music, girl. Peter Frampton. Not Eric Frampton. That must be his cousin.
It is.
Okay. Yeah. So, Mark, we have you there, right, brother?
You got it.
Great. Okay. Yeah, one of the things I wanted to bring up, you were talking about, Janet had brought up the fact that our past ROV officer had not wanted people and wouldn't allow them to be poll watchers and wouldn't allow them to be...
Work on the election
at all.
Volunteers.
If she didn't like their politics. And, that's of course against the law. I don't remember the code, but it's against the law. And so,
yeah,
I called her and reminded
her. Who is that? Are you able to say her name?
Yeah, Kathy Darling Allen. So I called her.
Okay.
And, actually called her office. She was on vacation. She ended up calling me from her cell phone from vacation. And I said, Kathy, I said, you know, what's going on here is you can't deny these people access to doing, this type of public service, just because you don't like their politics. And she said, well, I believe that it could be a safety issue. I go, really? This woman is not a safety issue. I go, she has opinions and things like that, but she's never been, had a problem with that. You can't do it. Do you realize that that's a federal crime Title 18, Code Section 242, you are actually obstructing her, and because of the color of law, you are using your position to obstruct her from a constitutionally protected right. You know that's a felony. Well,
and it needs to be prosecuted.
And within hours, those people were all reinstated. So I don't think we won't have a problem with that with Clint. I don't think we have a problem with volunteers. I think that, you know, Wynn had just, brought up during the break, and he's right. We've had all this stuff coming in, but really and truly, the bottom line is, were you able to reach any of the supervisors and, you know, where do you really stand here? I think Shasta County's different than other, areas because we have a state that's totalitarian.
Well, no, it's not just you guys. Trust me. There's many other states that are as bad as you guys. I know you don't want to believe it. Everyone thinks they've got it worse.
I believe it.
But we are in, you know, every state I go to, you know, almost every county I hear, we are the worst. We are the center of all of this. And they don't realize that everyone is experiencing that because the cancer, which is the criminals, have spread everywhere. And their goal is just to maintain their power, gain and maintain power and control and launder money. And that's what they're doing. So, you know, there's a psychological disconnect I talked about in my presentation. The citizens think elections are one thing, and these criminals think elections are something totally different. We have two different definitions of elections. And that's what a lot of people have not quite figured out in their head yet. The citizens think elections are a tool to measure their will to choose who they want to represent them and what laws they want to follow. But the criminals look at elections as a tool to gain and maintain power and to set the laws that the citizens have to follow, but they don't, because rules for thee, not for me, and launder a whole bunch of money in the process.
Well, Mark, on top of all of that, right there, California is the worst state in the union with a representative model. For our district, say District 1 here in Shasta County, and not just Shasta County, but the 11 or 12 other counties that are affected by this, we have 500,000 people being represented by our assembly member, and then we have 1 million people being represented by our Senate. By a senator for a state of California. So by model throughout the country, we are the worst state in the union. If they were to change the representative model for the entire state of California, as they should, because we currently have 120 representatives, which we've had way too long, we should have around 16,000 representatives if we were to use the federal model. Not 120 representatives, we should have 16,000. That way, when we see our representative in Safeway or Costco or at the gas station, we can give them an opinion on what the hell they're doing wrong or give them kudos for what they're doing right. We can't do that because our representatives don't even come to our area, and they're both native to our area.
Yeah, so, I know. The whole system's engineered.
I'm just saying that we are the worst state in the union. So you have to understand. First, you have to understand that. We are the worst state in the union. We understand that. We've got the numbers to prove it. We've been working on this for 13 years.
Wynn gets a little passionate about this.
So I want to make sure that you understand it, because you may not understand that because you're not from California. So I just wanted to make sure that you do understand that.
Okay. I mean, we can all have the contest of who has the worst state. Let's just get it fixed, right? If the people aren't running their elections, everything's off. The whole system totally engineered to screw the people.
Okay.
The whole country was built by rebels. The United States exists because of rebels, and we have turned into a land of conformists.
Okay, let's look at our list of how we're going to change it. So we've got provide volunteers. Check. Got that done. What do we need to do next?
Okay, you need to educate people. You need to talk to anyone that has a brain left that actually is a good person, but they've believed the lies so long they don't truly understand that they're just being used in order for other people to gain and maintain power. So if we can educate those in the middle that have just believed the lie, instead of just condemning them because they don't quite get it yet, we can take advantage of that.
Oh, he's in the canyon.
In the canyon.
Be easier to have them on our side than be fighting everyone.
Okay, let's assume in Shasta County We've done that. We've had speakers. We've had town halls. We have an initiative to change our county charter.
Individual meetings, sit down, like citizen to citizen. Presentations only work to, you know, somewhat educate a big group of people. But what I find most effective is just having a sit-down conversation, citizen to citizen, not citizen.
We lost you, but...
Well, keep in mind, we've been doing this radio show for 13 years, 14 years. So we talk about this all the time. We have our podcast we've been doing for a number of years. So for us to have to start anew, we don't. We're way beyond that. We are light years ahead of that.
Yeah, we got Clint Curtis here, which a lot of people wanted. I mean...
You guys have a great opportunity here. You have a...
Yeah, you're breaking up a little, buddy.
Hey, Mark, you must be in the canyon because you keep cutting out.
Okay. I'm in.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, not your fault, buddy. It happens to all of us. Anyway, so yeah, the thing is that, you know, Wynn made a good point. I mean, you know, New Hampshire has 400 people in their assembly, so they have representation for every 3,200 people, every 3,000 people. We have 120 for 40 million, and in our assembly we have 80. And in our assembly we have 60 that are Democrats, 19 that are Republicans, one seat is open, the Republicans, four of them vote always with the Democrats, so it's really 64 to 16, or 64 to 15. So, and in the Senate we have 33 Democrats, 33, and we have 7 Republicans. No one is ever going to get anything out of committee, so the realistic view, and I've talked with Marley Hornick about this, with a lot of people about this, I mean, I think that Dr. Frank probably has a house here now, he comes here so much. I think that what we're looking at is really, you know, we want to know what we need to do, and we get that. But I think with this new initiative, did you look at the initiative that's been put out there for the charter of the county of Shasta for hand counting, et cetera? Did you get a chance to talk to anybody about the initiative?
Very briefly, and I think that's an incredible step in the right direction.
Okay, so the question is, again, I'm gonna ask. I know that you know Clint, and you were working with Clint, and that's wonderful. Did you talk to any of the supervisors that are presently on the board? Did you get a chance to?
I don't know if the people I talked to are supervisors or not.
Okay, that's okay.
Well, they would let you know.
They would tell you.
They would tell you. They're very proud of that, as they should be.
Yeah, I'm more than happy to talk to them. I, you know, obviously, I've got to get on the road here, and I'm heading out of Shasta. But if someone wants to set up a meeting, I'm more than happy to talk to them over the phone or, you know, do a Zoom-type call and answer their questions so they understand what's going on. Now, if you've identified someone as absolutely on the other side, like they don't care, you know that they are attempting to subvert elections and stay in power.
Well, we know what the problem is, my friend. We know what the problem is. We have been educated to the point of it's coming out of our ears. We get that. What we're looking for is stage two, strategy, and then stage three, tactics. We've got a strategy, and the tactics is what we're looking for, and we've been trying to get those answers from, I know with Doug Frank, I talked to him last week for about an hour. And I know that in talking about that, the thing we have to look at is every state is unique. Every county is unique. The state controls what we're doing. We have to elect people that maybe will stand in between that. But then again, it's kind of hard to do that when it's law. That's the issue we have here. So,
It's a multitude of different things that need to be done. There isn't any one thing that you can do.
Sure.
You have to run a bunch of different plays in order to beat this, because this is death by a thousand cuts. It's going to take 1,000 Band-Aids to fix this.
How much time do you think we have as a country?
We have up until this upcoming election, and if we lose it, we lose our House and our Senate, and we lose, you know, some more local offices. This may be close to the end of the United States experiment.
Then we don't have a lot of time, right? I get it.
We do not have time, right? And so we need to get people active. Now, Shasta, you guys have a good group that, you know, that are active, but you can always have more. And what we have to do is we've got to turn the volume up so much in this country that is deafening. Because the criminals have infiltrated everywhere, and half the country doesn't realize it yet. We've got to educate the rest of them. If we have a win in another county, that helps you guys here. Now, I think Shasta County, based on what I've seen, I think you guys have an opportunity that no other county in this country has right now. And if you guys can fix this problem, you figure out how to slice this problem and resolve it, then this could be a framework for the rest of the nation. And I can tell you that other people, the bad actors that have been doing this to us for decades, know that. and they are going to come at Shasta County with everything that they can think of, every creative little conniving trick they've got, they are going to employ on this. They're going to try to sabotage you guys left and right.
You think?
So we need to be absolutely guarantee it. I guarantee it.
That's
so
what the state's already doing.
They're already doing it.
Yeah.
Of course they are. Of course
they
are.
Even made it, they even made it to where if we have a supervisor that resigns or quits or dies.
Or gets recalled.
Or recalled. That the state, after we recalled a very liberal supervisor, after we recalled that supervisor, California passed a law saying that the governor shall appoint the supervisor in the county if they go. So therefore, we can't even have a special election. However, I believe we changed that in our charter.
In our charter.
In our charter.
Changed,
see, being a charter county, do you know what that is, right, Mark?
Absolutely.
Okay, and that's the key. Yeah,
I love that framework.
That's what we've got to do, I think. So yep. To the other counties that are listening, and by the way, Mark, you can share this. Share it from KCNR1460.com, KCNR1460.com. You can share it because we archive everything in the archive. Dave, our producer, Dave, the archive is done, what, 5 minutes after we're done?
Affirmative.
Okay, about 5 minutes after we're done, and you can go back 13 years if you want. So you can share
wow,
this.
Wow, boy, you guys are much more efficient in our voting system.
So the point being is that when you listen to Jefferson's State of Mind, you can go back to 13 years if you want. However, I encourage any guest we have, especially you, sir, to share this program with everybody and anybody you can. You have our permission with kudos. Share this program because people are missing the last link of this. I had a talk with Doug Frank about this. They're missing the strategy and the tactics. I mean, God, we can educate people forever, but what's the strategy and the tactic? How do we get down there? And I know that I went down to Southern California for 2 years, and I went down there and I talked to a lot of the Republican Central California Republican assemblies. And we taught about local activism, how we do this, how you get something out of a board of supervisors, all that stuff. The state is really trying to close in on all of us. So, again, sir, what are some of the things that you think where we can really help Clint? We know about getting him workers to do all that stuff. Where else do you think we can help him? Go ahead.
Well, again, like I said, the specifics I'll talk in private about. But generally, what we need to do is we need to change mass public opinion to create public pressure to create the change that you want. And there are ways to do that. Our entire public over the past, 10, 20 years has been manipulated subtly without them knowing until recently in a multitude of different ways, using Hollywood movies to, mainstream media, then social media. It's all a series of influence operations to deceive and manipulate and control the public. So what we have to realize is we're actually in a war right now. People, some of them don't realize it. It's a legitimate war, and there are tactics that are being used against the citizens that they don't realize. If anyone is not familiar with fifth generation warfare, they need to become familiar with it so they understand they're actually in the middle of it right now. And so I strongly encourage everyone to go buy Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare book, get it on Amazon or whatever book company sells it. It'll take you about an hour and a half to read it, and your level of awareness will go from, even if you're at an 8 right now, it'll go from an 8 to a 12 after you read it, and you'll realize suddenly all that stuff that happened in the past 5 years, 10 years or so, you don't quite understand why it happened. It will all be extremely clear because it's the playbook for how these people manipulate a nation and the tactics for doing so. And if you don't understand that playbook, if you're playing a different game, playing by different rules than the bad guys are playing, you're never going to beat them. So you have to understand what their playbook is and how to counter those tactics. There's a lot of things that we're trying to do a traditional way. This takes a non-traditional approach in addition to the traditional approach. We need a full spectrum approach at resolving this issue. And a lot of people are leaving 50% of it off the table because they aren't aware of it. So that would help tremendously if people understood that. And there are a number of ways to go about that. That's what I talk about in some of my private meetings is how to do that in an honest, good way and not in a deceiving way that these other guys are doing it to us. Because I'm an honest person and we can do this honestly, but we have to be able to counter these tactics of theirs.
Is there a reason why, and you're talking about private meetings, you don't mean that subject matter is private, you mean private meetings with individuals, correct?
No, I'm talking about private meetings with individuals or private meetings with groups
right,
where the subject
right.
matter is private. Absolutely. And, you know, the criminals that have been perpetrating this, if they think they're going to get away with it, I mean, they're living in the twilight zone that we are, I guess, living in. But, you know, everyone's being tracked now. Everyone's being identified, investigated. We're running link analysis on all these people. We're identifying the networks. We've got them all identified. And, you know, and now it's just a matter of, okay, who are we going to pick off first? So this is going to be, it's going to start to get kind of fun here. And they, you know, the bad guys that are listening, you know who you are. And I'm going to have an ear to ear smile at what's coming to you in the near future. So I will suggest this. It's going to be interesting to see who decides to roll first and save themselves and make the deals, because this little window of opportunity is going to close pretty quickly. And, you know, I've made this statement to others. I've given them the opportunity over a year and a half ago. I told them flat out, you got a small window. You might want to figure out how you're going to deal with it. Some of them have rolled and become whistleblowers, and some of them thought I was bluffing. And they're not going to enjoy what's coming.
Well, that sounds
so
good.
And everyone, yeah, keep track of everyone. Feed the data. I've got a website here called dirtcollector.org. Go to dirtcollector.org. Anything you've got on anyone, you feed it into there, and it will go to the appropriate channels and added to the investigations. And if any of you out there do want to, let's say, avoid what's coming your way, and you want to be honest about things and protect yourself, then you better contact me, and I'll stand by. I mean, even if Newsom himself said, Mark, I want to confess, I would even stand by Newsom if I got a full confession and he lays out everyone else in the
he doesn't care. He doesn't care. There's been stuff. We tried to go after him with the Title VIII Code Section 1324. You can look that up, United States Code, Title VIII Code Section 1324, yeah. My friend Mark Baird. We went to the Capitol. I mean, he can be arrested on that, because the jurisdiction of immigration is the jurisdiction of the federal government, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 4 yeah. of the United States Constitution. So therefore, they could get him on that, because we are harboring and shielding illegal aliens in all the sanctuary cities, states, and counties. So there are things that we can get him on. I like what you said about arresting him, but I think that we have so much, it seems like we have so much stuff that we aren't willing to just come out and say, hey, let's get him on this. You know, it's good to have private stuff, but I mean, I'm not sure that the enemy doesn't always know what we're doing, just like we know what they're doing. I'm not sure that there really is a lot of secrets in this. What say you?
Well, if people want to keep things secret, they can keep them secret. I'll say nothing more than
got
that.
It. Okay, got it.
But it's all going to come out. It's all going to come out. And if it's the faster the citizens get involved and assist in digging and assist in educating each other and holding these people accountable, the better it is. Now, there's some little stuff that's going on that we may not know about. And so if citizens know it, if you got dirt on people, you know, blow it all in. Let's get it all. Let's fortify the whole thing, and that way we'll take them all down at once. I mean, we have a duty to our fellow citizens in this country to hold all those that have wronged us fully accountable, because there's no
right.
way
we that's
can
why we have the United States Code. Right. That's why we have the United States
to our
Code.
Children.
Yeah.
You got it, right?
Yeah, yeah,
so
that's the consequence. Yep.
The only way we lose is if we give up. And if we get organized, we'll do this quickly. If we half-ass this, then it could take us years. It could take us decades. I'll tell you what, I don't want to do this for decades.
That's
I will,
right. mm-hmm.
but I don't want to. And if anyone else doesn't want to either, this is our moment. Literally, people laid in ditches and had to fire weapons and lost life and limb and family members and friends to give us the freedoms that we have here, we've enjoyed here. And so if American citizens don't stand up, this is our moment
now. Here's the thing, Mark. There's a lot of platitudes in that, with all due respect, and I get that. But it's time to move the ball down the field. We keep talking about going to court. We keep talking about suing. How about arresting? I would submit to you that we need to have the legislative body looked into in the state of California. I think President Trump might be doing this as we speak.
I hope.
With a Title 8, Code Section 1324, because they are guilty of harboring and shielding illegal aliens, period. That should be done right away.
That's a great one.
Okay. The other one, is Title 18, Code Section 242, because there's people that are elected officials or in power that are using their color of law, their position, to do things to stop people from their constitutionally protected rights. Mark, that's to be prosecuted in a court of law, not to sue somebody. But it seems like even even the government is trying to sue different people. I mean, let's forget the lawsuits. Let's go arrest them. Go ahead.
Yeah. I agree. We need to actually start enforcing our laws. We have to. We have to hold these people accountable. And we have to keep pushing it to happen no matter what. We have to be relentless. The people that have been doing this to us are bullies. And what they do is they just keep pushing and pushing until they wear us out and we give up. That's how they've got so much ground in all this.
Agreed.
Hey, Mark, stop being nice, and we have to.
Right. Hey, quick question. What's the name of the author for this book that you talked about, The Citizen's Guide to Fifth Generation Warfare? Who was the author on that?
I think
Michael Flynn and Boone Cutler.
Michael Flynn, okay. And Boone Cutler?
Okay. Are you talking about General Flynn?
General Flynn,
yeah.
And Boone Cutler, yes.
Okay, and then where are you going now? You're going up to Oregon, so what town are you going to?
I'm driving up there. I think Roseburg, I think, is my first event. If you go to handcountroadshow.org and scroll down, you'll start to see those events. And so at the top, I have my future upcoming events. And if you scroll down after the upcoming events, you'll see all my previous events from my entire journey for the last couple years, every county I've been to. And I try to have the videos of all my presentations there, so I'm chronicling the entire thing as well. And I'll keep that updated. There, more events are showing up for Oregon here as I get things finalized as I'm coming in there. I'm a one-man show. I'm doing this all by myself. I'm not funded by anyone. I don't have any donors. I literally survive only by donations and, you know, whatever the citizens can do to help keep my tank full so I can get to the next county. I literally live in my trailer, and I'm just trying to do everything I can to try to save my country as one citizen. I'm going to give it all I can. And I know God's going to make up the difference. So I appreciate any help that anyone can give me is
great.
Can
you give us? We have 2 minutes.
We
have 2 minutes. So can you give us give us all the information and how people can help you, my friend? You have 2 minutes.
Sure. Handcountroadshow.org is the website. I got a ton of resources on there. And please watch my presentation. That purple button that says "Take Me to the Latest" will take you to the Ventura County. Even though that is a little bit older, I haven't updated it yet. But it's a great presentation anyway, that Ventura County presentation. And if you haven't watched it, please watch it and share it with friends. Again, like me, share all my data. I put all my event slides there. Please download them. Educate as many people as you possibly can. And my contact information is there. I give you my phone number in my presentation. I'm happy. Please call me. Call me if you need to. Text me as best. But I will reach out to everyone. I'm going to do everything I can for the citizens because I want to make sure when I go to sleep at night or whatever my last day on this planet is, I want to know that I did everything I possibly could to set things right as one human being could do. And if anyone does want to help me along the journey, I'm happy to accept any help. You know, there's a little donate button in the upper right corner. I had to put that on there because everyone kept asking me, how do we help you? How do we help you? And I was just too proud to tell them because I'm embarrassed to ask because I'm an entrepreneur and, you know, I'm self-sufficient, but I realize I'm running out of money and
right.
I'm doing this out of what's left of my savings account. So,
folks,
if anyone wants to help me along, by all means, go ahead.
Yep. So, folks, if you can help Mark Cook, help him. Hand Count Roadshow. Mark Cook, thank you, sir.
Thank you,
Bless
Mark.
You. Drive safe, buddy.
Thank you. God bless you all. Thank you for doing what you're doing. God bless you.
Thank you, Mark.
Time has come
for 51.
Let's get her done.
Amen.